How are you doing? Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. Come easy back to me.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes. Well, we're back tonight after a one-night hiatus, and here we are, Friday night. Wouldn't miss this for the world. I wouldn't miss this for anything. Well, except the second coming, of course. Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, and almost seated beside me is my cohort on Friday night, none other than, let's see now, Patrick Henry. Scott Smith, hello.
Hi, Rick.
How are you?
Good on this Friday night.
Great, great, great. How was your week? We didn't really talk hardly at all this week. You know?
Nope, we did not. It's been a busy week. For me and for you. It's always, you know, life is full. Thank God that, you know, and in this economic place we're at right now, it's not getting any easier, and I've got a big family to support, and, you know, it requires a lot of work. People out there know it.
Yes, it does.
And, so,
well, good, good. I'm glad to hear that you survived another week, and I did too, and we all have, and while tonight is being no exception to the Friday night program, there's a lot of things that I've got philosophy-wise or philosophically speaking to talk about. I'm sure you do too, and a lot of news events, but I think when we come back, Scott, if you don't mind, I think I'd like to just talk about how little things in life, seemingly little things in life, tell you about people and how selfish they are and how cruel they are and why our society is the way it is. So
how about how deceived they are, Rick?
Well, that's part of it, you know.
It
deception.
Is.
Yeah.
It is
a large
part of it.
Part of it. I'd like to talk a little bit, because I drove quite a bit in the last day or so, and, you know, I really hate it. I am not one who likes to drive unless I'm driving a tank, because I see the attitudes, I see the mental status of people, and that tells me a lot about them and why we are in the mess that we're in today. And I'd like to spend a little time from the Bible talking about what makes people tick, what makes people the way they are, if you don't mind, Sir
nope.
Patrick.
Whatever.
I think that's right up your alley.
Wherever your horse wants to ride there, Mr. Revere, we're doing it.
All right, we will do it. People can chime in and join in with their questions, comments, pet peeves, whatever it is that you like to philosophize with us with. You don't have to harmonize on everything, but, you know, it's nice to get a couple of kudos here and there. But we don't require it. Our number, toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's the number, and write it down, mark it down so that you won't forget it. I know most of you know it by heart, but you see, we have a good number of new listeners every night, Scott, and that means people have to be brought up to speed, you know?
Right.
That's what we do.
I tell people all the time that Republic Broadcasting Network is the number one Christian patriot radio station in the country.
There you go. And that's what we are. And we will talk about these issues when we return. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Scott Smith. We shall return and begin the program Uncensored, Radio Free America.
God. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right. Well, you hang on there, caller. We got callers that are already online when they hear you, Scott, and me chime in together. I just want to start off the program, not by talking about Irving Libby of the new Watergate fame, if you will. Mr. Libby, who is deputy chief of staff to our dear vice president. What's his name again now? Let's see, Richard Cheney, is it? Dick Cheney, right? Well, anyway, we're not going to talk about that so much because you know what? As you know, hearing the rebroadcast last night, Mike Collins Piper said, don't expect much to come, and don't expect much more just because this is the first indictment. This is going to go on. But you know what? It's all a show.
It is.
It's all a distraction from what's really going on.
It is. It's a magician's trick to so that while you're watching over here, they're doing dastardly deeds over there, Rick.
And they are doing dastardly deeds there and here. As a matter of fact. But let me just start off, Scott, if you don't mind. Now, bear with me a couple of moments, and you tell me what you think. But first of all, in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew is probably my most favorite gospel. And Matthew, the disciple, is telling us in chapter 24, in verses, well, of course, he's you know, really coming on hot and heavy, the Lord, that is, the Lord God, Jesus, is coming on hot and heavy about the last days, mm-hmm. and about signs of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells you, Please, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Mm-hmm. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that it not be troubling to you, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of sorrows. And he tells us that many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because of this factor now, iniquity shall wax worse and worse. It shall abound, he tells us. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Well, he tells us that some of the things in the Gospels, he tells us, Matthew, Mark, Luke, he tells us that people will become heady, high-minded, you know, arrogant, self-centered, untrustworthy, unholy, unthankful, very, very vain, as man was right from the beginning of his creation before the fall, okay?
Right.
So what I noticed, Scott, is I noticed the way people drive today. Now, Rhode Island, in particular, where I'm from, has probably the number one record in the country based on recent studies that show drivers just love going through red lights. And for whatever reason, the mortality rate is not higher. I don't understand. But this is a phenomenon that is particularly prevalent in Rhode Island, where people not only love to go through red lights and yield signs and stop signs, but you know, the funny thing is they will not move on a green light. And this is the thing that amazes me. When the light is green, they won't go. When it is red, they will go through it. So we have this topsy-turvy mentality here that just totally and completely, confuses and befuddles many people.
Right.
But this is Rhode Island. And we know Mass isn't much better, is it?
No, you go up to Boston and you got to have your crash helmet on, and you better be ready to go because they'll run you over.
And your crash helmet in the car, right?
Oh, yeah. You need the whole thing, yeah.
All right.
You
now.
You can't go out there. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I have this thing here, and it's pretty quick. And it just gives an indication of how messed up we are. And
right.
It was,
right.
It was a Reverend Joseph Wright.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the opening invocation at the Kansas State Senate.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everybody was expecting to hear all niceties and, you know, pious platitudes and what have you. And this is what he said, and it's pretty short. It says,
mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good. But this is exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values.
Mm-hmm.
We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have killed the unborn and
mm-hmm.
called it choice.
Yes.
We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
We have abused power and called it politics. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us and set us free. Amen. And you know what?
Yeah.
A number of the legislators in the Kansas State Senate
mm-hmm.
got up and walked out.
Good. I think they should walk out. In fact, I think they should be thrown out because
they even be
they're
there.
Not even worthy to hear those words. They are that slimy, that vile, that low. I wouldn't even want to cast those pearls before that swinehood. Now, you know, it ties in beautifully with what I was going to say. in the opening part of tonight's Friday night edition. And that is, when I see people deliberately try to endanger the lives of others, including themselves, simply to get around a corner, to get across the street, so that they can go and get that coffee a minute earlier, or whatever it is they want to do, whoring it up, you know, go into the whore houses and have their fun. I say to myself, wrong, you guys out there. It's not carelessness. It's not careless driving. It's not people who are just, shall we say, absent-minded that day. You know what it really is? Do you know what the phenomenon really is, ladies and gentlemen? It's selfishness, and it's in the Bible, and it says that. It says that people in those days will have greater selfishness than ever before, self-centered, thinking mostly about themselves. And I'll capsulize it, Scott, in one sentence. This is how the average person thinks. Okay, who's so selfish and self-centered. What's good for me is good for society. What is not good and pleasing to me is not good for society. That is why our whole nation today and our world is in the shape that it's in. Man is disobeying God, but he's showing his true base nature of self-centeredness and selfishness, isn't he?
They teach them that in the godless pagan schools that they extort from us to support.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's what these kids are being taught.
Yep.
And, you know, I had to keep a close eye. The first couple of years I sent my boys to private school, and then having a whole, you know, crew of five of them, it got cost prohibitive where I couldn't swing that whole
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
And really had to be all on top of these people in the public schools to watch what they were doing, how they were inculcating my children, and to try and undo whatever negative things they did. And that was like a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
But they're teaching this whole, you know, get out of my way, I'm the only one that counts, I can make up my own rules, I can do what I want. You know,
It's the me society. And that is the surest prescription for the destruction of any civilization. Always has been in history and always will be.
Right. Doesn't it say somewhere that those who live are those who die to themselves? You have to sacrifice
mm-hmm.
and do what's right.
That's right.
And to do what's right requires sacrifice. God
mm-hmm.
made it that way.
Yes.
Nobody's willing to.
No. And sacrifice, you know, we do it for our family, we do it for ourselves, but most of all, we do it for the man who put us on the earth, for the Creator.
Absolutely.
Who put us on the air that he comes first. And then all these other things shall be taken care of. Isn't that what Christ said?
Right.
You know, he taught that. His apostles taught that. That if you put him first, these other things will come naturally. But people always put themselves first. So we're all guilty of it to some extent. None of us is perfect, I know. And that's true of our human nature. But when it becomes so prevalent, as it has in America today, we see the results. Gambling. We see the lotteries, the bingos, the lotto bucks. We see what's going on with a Powerball and so forth. The people and pornography and all of the this sort of self-aggrandizement is the end of a civilization. I've said this before, and now I'm seeing it come to fruition. People should have put those things aside long ago and focused on what is holy, what is right, and what is good. But you see, out of this World War II generation and the generation to come, we have been taught everything but the truth of the Bible, everything but pride and nation and nationalism as opposed to internationalism, all of these evils that have now come back to haunt us. You reap what you sow, and you sow what you reap, Scott.
The greatest generation, you know, they talk about this greatest generation. This greatest generation has put my children in debt more than any generation ever.
That's right. I think we've become the dumbest generation. All right. We'll be back. Scott and Rick and you and Dan and others, we'll be with you, our callers, next. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an ORAC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, and he's with his cohort tonight, Scott Smith, all right? We're here tonight, 800-313-9443, and we are going to go right to the phones, if that's all right with you, Scott.
I'm always with you, Rick.
All right, Patrick. It's Patrick Henry. And Paul Revere, Rick Adams. Let's go to Dan in Houston. Hello, Dan in Houston.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it's written on the screen. Houston.
Oh, well, they got it almost right. Close enough.
Close enough, Dan.
See, I was going to mention in the Bible, it mentioned somewhere that, you know, the people being homosexuals, lesbians, it is more and more of them. This here somewhere, I'm trying to find the scripture, but when women become lesbians in a society, It's the fault of the men, because the men are not living up their obligation to be men.
Romans talks a lot about that.
Oh,
and
really?
The Apostle Paul talks about the perversities of life and how many in the assembly, even then in the early church, had to be put out. And Scott, I'm sure you're familiar with a lot of that.
Yes, I am,
what
Rick.
They've done.
It's St. Paul's first letter to the Romans. It's his, the first epistle. Right after the Acts,
mm-hmm.
you get the four Gospels, the Acts, and then St. Mm-hmm. Paul's epistle to the Romans. And in the very first chapter, he goes through the whole scenario of how they become clouded in their thinking and they are overtaken by their...
reprobate minds.
Yep. Their reprobate minds, that's right. That's in chapter 1 of Romans. And St. Paul at the end goes... He says, even though they know that what they're doing is wrong and they deserve death for doing it, they not only do it but encourage others to do it. And that's exactly what I see, especially in this state of Massachusetts that I live in. Oh, my goodness.
We call it the sodomy state now, huh?
It's unbelievable.
Well, if you guys know, here in Texas, we're fixing to have an election on November the 8th, a same-sex marriage in Texas.
Yes.
It says here the homosexual activists plan to bus in hundreds of people from other states in order to vote against the, you know.
Oh, sure. They'll do anything that they can. They are relentless in their deviousness and their devilishness to achieve these actions. And it's all explained right there in the first chapter of Romans.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, the bigger part I was trying to point out was for people to know that, well, in our society, it's a men's fault that women have to sleep with women because men are no longer being men. I just want the men out there to realize how much of a bunch of scum they are for betraying their duty.
Well, what's happened today is the men have become women, and the women have become men. This is the dumbing down and the sissying down, if you will,
of
our society.
If I could say, here in the refineries, I work out in refineries, and there's more and more women drinking beer and getting tattoos working out in refineries like men used to be.
Uh-huh.
And it's insane.
And the men are doing what? Having Shirley Temples and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, long hair, wearing earrings, neck like
this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but see, it's this whole thing with the birth control and the abortion and women's liberation and the feminazis out there and the spirit of Jezebel that exists in our society today, that men are complicit by just standing by and allowing this radical feminism to break up the families.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that it is happening, that it is man's fault for standing by and allow it to happen. But when you have the constant bombardment by the press, by the courts, by the politicians, and all it takes for,
and the media, of course,
right?
Oh, yeah.
All it takes for a man to be emasculated is for a woman to call up and call the police and say, "I'm afraid of my husband," or "I'm afraid," and those police are going to come right down there, confiscate that man's guns, put a restraining order on him, have him. Men have been emasculated by the law.
Mm-hmm.
As well as their own inactivity.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you one more thing. I know that our country now uses women on the battlefield, and there's some women here in Houston that, but politicians support women being in bayonet charges, basically. They use as their excuse. They say the Israelis do it and it works. Well, the Israelis have used it and it does not work. The official Israeli army opinions are that it's very bad to have women in the foxhole during hand-to-hand combat because the men feel obligated to protect the women makes them lose battles more than win battles.
I would have to agree with that, Dan. You know, I was on a ship for 3 years, and just as I was getting done with my enlistment in the early 70s, they started with bringing women on board the ship, and I just, you know, after being on the ship for 3 years, I'm saying, this is not a place for women to be. And
yes,
I don't want to be. I didn't want to be on that ship with women.
Yes, sir. We had women come on our ship in Vietnam, and their war correspondents that were neutral, supposedly, and it was not a good situation. I mean, it's revolting that
mm-hmm.
at least our country with women being bad. It's beyond belief.
Well, you know, I appreciate your call, Dan. Thank you. It's a pleasure, as always, calling the program. We got to run. We got to move along and take a break. And Scott Smith, Rick Adams are with you tonight. Whatever's on your mind, these issues, philosophies we deal with, well, it's fair game for us, and we'll talk about it. We'll be back. Right, Scott?
I'm here, Rick.
We'll be back for another 90 minutes, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
And we are back. Rick and Scott tonight, uncensored. Radio Free America with Patrick Henry and Paul Revere. That's me, Paul Revere, sounding the alarm. Patrick Henry. Liberty or debt? I mean death.
Give today, me liberty or give me death.
Yeah, today they say debt, D-E-B-T, give me debt. Well, that's where we're going, and we need to talk a lot in the coming days about the federal, we don't want to call it the Federal Reserve because it ain't federal, don't have no reserves, and we're going to play that song. Maybe we'll play that tonight if we have time, by Carl Klang.
Yeah, they appointed a new guy, huh?
Yeah.
Is he an Arab?
He's actually a Greek.
He's Greek?
Like George Tenet, yes. See, he's Greek. But he's from China. He's a Greek man from China. By the way, he ate too much turkey, slipped on grease, and broke China. So this is Bernanke. Well, that's a subject in and of itself, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
The Kenites control over everything, including banking and economics. But here's something, Scott.
Yeah.
Before we go back to our phones, in this week's American Free Press, and of course on the net, great columnist, as you know, he served in the Reagan administration, economist Paul Craig Roberts, his column On the Mark, The Neocon Version of Iraq War, a Fairy Tale. Now, he exposes all the myths that we are accustomed to hearing about, all the nonsense that was peddled, and how they've been thoroughly discredited now. That is, those who are serving as front men for the William Crystals and the Paul Wolfowitzes and the Richard Pearls and the Robert Kagans and so on and so forth. But he doesn't quite tie all the strings together. But Christopher Bolin complements what he has written in his American Free Press article, which is coming out next week. And Scott, this is what he says. He says, the aggressive posture taken by the United States and Great Britain against Syria, based on unproven allegations from an inconclusive UN report of an unfinished investigation, clearly reveals the Zionist agenda, which depends and activates and motivates the policy decisions being made in Washington and London, with more than 2,000 U.S. military personnel officially, quote-unquote, killed during the illegal invasion of Iraq, and many times that number injured or maimed, the majority of Americans now believe the war in Iraq was the wrong thing to do.
Right.
And he talks about the polls, which we're familiar with, the Harris polls and so forth. But now he comes to the U.S. position of aggression against Syria in the U.N. Security Council, supposedly based on the findings of an inconclusive U.N. report about the assassination of Rafik Hariri, the former Lebanese prime minister. U.N. report written by Detlev Melis, a German prosecutor with a team of 30 unnamed investigators from 17 nations, is, however, not the real reason for the aggressive posture taken by the U.S. and British governments against Syria. He says the Melis report is only a convenient tool being used by Washington and London in the execution of the Zionist agenda that dictates U.S. and British policy-making decisions in the Middle East. He says the Zionist plan for the Middle East, translated from Hebrew by the late Israel Shahak, whom you're eminently familiar with, reveals the fundamental Israeli strategic plan for Syria and the rest of the Middle East. The Zionist plan, written by Odid Yinan, a former official with the Foreign Ministry of Israel, was published in a journal of the World Zionist Organization in 1982. The plan calls for the dissolution or Balkanization of both Syria and Iraq. And he talks about that dissolution and that dissolving of the state of Syria in Lebanon, and also the whole nation of Iraq as part of that overall greater Israel, the map that Ariel Sharon has on his wall. Now, isn't it interesting, Scott? While we are hearing this, we are also being given prominent exposure to the headlines coming from the New York Times and the rest of the Zionist media concerning Iran's statements about the need to remove Israel from the Middle East.
Right.
I'm sure you caught that the other day.
Oh, yeah. They had a million people today in like eight different cities, 100,000 people plus in all the cities of Iran supporting the verbalizations of the president of Iran as far as destroying Israel as a nation, you know.
And what exactly did he say that the media in this country want us to think he said? Well, Professor Beeman, whom we've had on the program before, and we'll probably have again next week, he has noted that the Iranian president's verbal attack on Israel, when put in context, differs from the grave threat portrayed by the international media.
Right.
And he says Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has once again caused a planetary stir with rhetoric that has been reported as calling for Israel, to be precise, he used the words Zionist regime, to be wiped off the map at a youth seminar in Tehran. And his pronouncement was both naive and unwise when measured in terms of international politics. However, it is something quite different than the credible threat it was portrayed to be in the international media. Moreover, the statement does nothing to increase any actual danger to Israel from Iran, despite the extreme reaction shown around the world. Americans, Israelis, and Europeans should take a deep breath and examine both the statement and his current standing as Iran's president. Once the complete context of these remarks is understood, the pronouncement can be seen for the offensive puerility that it is. And he's saying, yeah, it fits the agenda of the Zionist media in this country and across the globe to try to portray that as something magnified way beyond what it really said.
Right, and continue to demonize the Arab Islamists and, you know...
And the Iranians,
yeah,
who are not Arabs, who are Persians. But we know that. We know what the plan is. You bait them.
The Muslims in general are being demonized by the Zionists. And the reason why, to me, from my perspective,
right,
why the Muslims are being demonized is because they can't be demoralized the way Christians are through the pornography, the greed, the comforts of life, the luxury, that the materialism, all of these things are rejected by the Muslims, and they maintain, you know, like the last call was talking about the women. They maintain the dignity of the woman in the family and respect that, and they can't break those families down. Therefore, they just have to go to war with them, whereas in America, they can fracture the family and, you know, drug our kids and just totally demoralize us.
Right.
They don't need to go to war with us.
No. The war is within. The enemy is within.
Right.
So isn't it interesting, though, Scott, now how the state of Israel, again, is being portrayed as a victim here, while in fact its plans call for the elimination of Syria and Iraq. And I might add, Iran is at the very top of that hit list. So here are the neocons who control the media moguls in this country are having a field day. Here they are walking, talking contradictions, doing exactly the opposite at the same time, magnifying the threat to Israel, which is more rhetorical than anything else, while at the same time portraying Israel as a victim and not an aggressor, when we know Israel is using the United States to accomplish these aims of expansion.
Oh, geez, our helicopters are used. But you know what was interesting to me today, Rick? And for the last 2 days, I've been trying to blog this president of Iran's speech verbatim.
Yes.
And I couldn't get it. And, well, I could get the AP rendition of little excerpts that he said. And I could get Reuters, and I could get all these different commentaries from the Zionist media. But I could not find or blog the actual statement of the speech. I wanted to read.
That's why I want to have Professor Beeman on, because he speaks Farsi, I believe, too. And he can give us a firsthand view of what is actually being said.
Right.
As a linguist and an anthropologist.
And, you know, that's the kind of misinformation that we're subject to, even on the Internet, where I spent more time than I wanted to trying to find that speech. And
I was doing the same thing and could not find it. I couldn't pin
it. You couldn't get it either, huh?
I don't know if anybody here in the audience has or has had luck, but I haven't had any luck. You haven't had any luck.
Nope.
And it's very difficult. Whether it was published and put on the Internet or not, I can't say. But it's interesting that there are roadblocks many times in trying to find these very things. And as we speak now, as we speak right at this very minute, the so-called anti-hate bill of the Anti-Defamation League is once again rearing its ugly head. As you can see, those of you who go right on our website, rbnlive.com, there's a great article on it today, right on the site. And it's net-busting hate bill readied. And this is coming from Free MarketNews.com. Did you see it, Scott?
No, I didn't. I've been waiting, you know, ever since a couple of months ago when we saw China really clamp down on the whole internet system, which is, China has the number two internet system in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have the number one, from what I understand. I may be wrong, but China has a fairly big internet system, and it's totally been suppressed and government controlled, as is everything else in that communist dictatorship.
Yes, and so they're trying to do the same thing to us here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as we have said, Senator Teddy Bear Kennedy, from your esteemed neck of the woods, Scott, and mine.
Mr. Pumpkinhead, oh, jeez.
He says he's going to attach the hate crimes bill, S-1145, onto the Sex Offenders Registration Act, which is a wonderful sounding bill, as you know. And this comes from the office of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, as we had learned last week. The bill had passed the Senate but was stripped in conference. The Judiciary Committee defeated the bill last Thursday. And, of course, now it's being reported that Ted Kennedy is wasting no time in trying to resurrect this bill. Now, somebody sent me an email and says, Rick, it may be that the ADL types have files. They have video of Ted Kennedy raping a 9-year-old boy or a 9-year-old girl or whatever, and they've got him right under their thumb just where they want him. That may be the reason. And I said, well, it could be. It's, you know, none of us knows. These people are so depraved in Washington, these people that, quote, love us and rule for us, the Kennedys and the Bidens and the rest of them, that I don't put anything past them. And I know that once Satan knows you've got a skeleton in your closet out there, he's going to use it, and he's going to call his cards.
Rick, they're all puppets of the Zionist masters. It's awful.
Yeah, but here's one that goes out of the way to jump when they say jump. So you have to wonder. But here's the point, Scott. As you know, the hate crimes bill, the State Department initiative for global anti-Semitism, and now we've got the press shield bill announced by Senator Richard Lugar, create a formidable package of weaponry for legislators seeking to attack and weaken the alternative internet press. Make no mistake about it. They want to get into our minds by dismantling the internet or controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't dismantle it. They can't do away with it. But they can sure as heck take it over.
Well, it's become an integral part of business and life for millions of people.
Right.
And, you know, just the way they control newspapers, the way they control television, the way they control Hollywood and movies, they want to control the internet. And if they control it, you know what you're going to get on it? Pornography. That's all you're going to get.
Well, we've had that right from the beginning, haven't we? Huh?
Right. Just like when our troops roll through Iraq, the first thing they start doing when they take over the television stations is stop cramming pornography in the homes of these Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to endear us to them, isn't it?
They did that in the West Bank one of the times when they had the invasion there going on in one of the, I don't know if it was Nablus or Jenin. Mm-hmm. I think it was the Jenin camp. And they were actually broadcasting pornography on the tubes to the Palestinians.
I heard they were doing it in Iraq.
They're doing it there, too.
That's what I heard.
And this is part of the demoralization process,
right,
as you so adequately pointed out. It's absolutely astounding and abominable. But this is what we're dealing with.
And Americans are like dogs going back to their own crap to lap it up, this pornography stuff. It's just awful. And you've got all these so-called great companies behind it. General Electric.
General Motors.
All of them.
You've got Rupert Murdoch, a great conservative family man, you know. All of this nonsense we've been fed. Hogwash.
All enemies of Christ, Rick.
Yeah. And enemies of the American public that knows better, that should know better if they don't. They've had enough. Their families are being wrecked. Their family life is being destroyed. And that is the glue that holds our nation together.
And that's why we're fracturing apart, is because our families are fractured. And these people are... So it's a deliberate program.
Absolutely. Scott, as usual, you hit the nail on the head. Now, you can agree or disagree, or if you'd like, bring up anything you want to talk about. Tonight is the Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America with Scott and Rick. And you know, Scott, we've been doing this program now for 6 months or so. And I'll tell you, it seems like just yesterday that I started at these microphones. And it's opened up a whole new world, a whole new view, a whole panorama that we've never had before in my days in broadcasting, where I was maybe two states, you know, three states at the most. Here we are reaching the whole world, talking to people across America and the world. Canada. It is. And, you know, we're getting a real beat, a pulse, if you will, from the public out there that has truly shown me that there are significant numbers of people who do care. So
the people are ready for this, Rick.
They have
God
to be.
God bless them all.
Amen. Time is short. Okay, Rick and Scott, we're here. We'll be right back with more and your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, hey, we're back. Scott and Rick on this Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. And I think we should go back to the phones, Scott, because we got people lining up to talk to us. 800-313-9443. Joe. Hello, Joe. You're on the air.
Hi, Rick. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, and hi, Scott.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, brother.
Atta boy. Can I go to the scriptures for a minute?
Why not? That's where we're at, brother.
Yeah, I'd like to talk at this time about a king of Israel who took Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, into his chariot. So this is a king of Israel.
Yep.
Famous one. His name was Jehu.
Mm-hmm.
He put away all the Baal prophets and all the images made to Baal.
Mm-hmm.
And he did everything right. The only problem was he took a Kenite into his chariot.
Oh.
So let's go to chapter 10 and verse 15. And when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, Is thine heart right, as my heart is with thine heart? And Jehonadab answered, It is. If it be, give me thine hand. And he gave him his hand, and he took him up into his chariot. And he said, Come with me. Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. So they made him ride in his chariot. You see, this has been going on for quite a while, Rick. This is back in, I'd say 782 B.C.
All right.
Going around in there.
Yes.
So this has been going on for quite a while.
Before the captivity.
That's right, Scott. So, you see, it's not a new thing.
No, it isn't. There's nothing new under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun.
And this righteous Israel, king of Israel brought a Kenite in the chariot with him, and then it was just another couple hundred years, and they were toast.
That's right. Then came the great synagogue about 300 B.C., and they figured they had it all wrapped up, but along came a fellow by the name of Yeshua Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And he shook the great synagogue up. 300 B.C. Now, there's nothing new under the sun.
And the Kenites were right there in the synagogue running the money system, too, weren't they?
Yes, and if we can document, by the way, Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, remember back in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, where it gives a big, long listing of the sons of Judah, and in verse 55, the Rechabites were there. And they were the families of the Kenites. So for those that want documentation, there it is. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, and 2 Kings 10, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll start to see the seed line come out of the pages.
All right.
Okay. Moving on, Rick. Daniel chapter 6 is a very interesting passage there in which... All these certain men came to the king, Darius, and they had Darius pass a law that he knew Daniel couldn't keep.
Right.
If I can read a few verses.
Yes, but I tell you what, we got to take a quick break at the top of this hour. Hold it, and we'll give you a chance to read the whole thing.
All right,
stay where you are, Joe. And Scott Smith, Rick Adams, we're with you tonight on this Friday evening. We'll be right back with hour number two of our program.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.